What's up, Atlanta? Happy Monday with Turtle.
Is it a happy Monday, though, Turtle?
No. I mean, no, it's not, Warren. But I will say this. I'm here for you. We're here for you. Warren's here for you. And we're going to open up the phone lines right now because we got started a little bit late because of the coach's show. 404-726-0929. No, it is not a happy Monday, Orin. It is a cold brick Monday.
Did we see flurries flying around today, Chris?
I did not.
Oh, I did.
Here in Midtown?
Hit on the ninth floor up here at Colony Square.
I must have missed those.
We saw flurries, heavy flurries, for about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I missed those. I must have been doing something, getting ready for the show when that happened. Thankfully, I did not incur a flurry, near a hide nor hair of a flurry. On my walk in, hopefully not on my walk home either. It's funny. It reminds me of home, New York, which is also where a coach was fired today. Brian Daboll, whacked. Sorry, bud. The one thing you had going for you was the quarterback, and now you got him concussed. So he gone. Raheem is not. Raheem Morris is here, and he announced today, if you missed it earlier, he was talking to the media. Y'all, no coaching changes. Not at least right now. So for all y'all, we talked about it a lot on the flyover yesterday. We talked about it last week. If they go 3-6, would they and should they make a move as they did earlier in the season with Ike Hilliard? Not happening. So, yeah, we're going to continue this slop fest for at least another week because it is now 4 losses in a row. You're 3-6. Your quarterback looks like a deer in headlights. What are you to do? And obviously, that's where we're going to begin. I knew that's where we were going to begin last night on the Falcons flyover, and it's where we stayed for 2 hours. And I knew we'd be continuing the conversation today. Because the amount of hate and the amount of vitriol Michael Penix Jr. is getting right now is off the charts. And I think it's for a few different reasons. One, he's the quarterback. He's the face of the franchise. When things go well, he gets maybe an unfair share of the pie in terms of success. And when he does not do well, he gets an unfair share of the pie in terms of blame. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Michael Penix? And here's my question. 404-726-0929. Again, we're going to waste no time taking your calls today. Because we are getting started late, want to make sure we get everybody in. Let's put our money where our mouth is, people. If we want to give all this hate on Twitter, and I heard it all day on 92.9 The Game, Penix this, Penix that, Penix stinks. He did not have a good game yesterday. I am in no way, shape, or form caping up for him. He was awful. Only completed 12 passes and was just misfiring all around the field. Guys, where's the coaching in all of this? Michael Penix Jr., it's not just this week. For a while now, his mechanics have been horrible. His footwork has been awful. His decision-making, his ability to understand the play calls at times, with guys lining up all over the place, seemingly off, if not worse than that. Coaching. Coaching, coaching, coaching. It's not just Zach. It's everybody. It's Raheem. It's TJ Yates. It's Dwayne Ledford. It's everybody. It's a collective offensive failure by the Falcons right now. And I sat up here yesterday and I gave you all the reasons why it's not just on Penix. Like, I just feel like, Orin, there has been so much glossing over of the fact that Jonathan Taylor had 300 yards from scrimmage and 3 touchdowns.
The funny part is, as Andy Bunker mentioned this earlier, you can take away that 83-yard runner, and he'd still have over 170 yards rushing.
Why are we taking it away?
Just the perspective of it, how much
he... I know what you're saying, but like I love that, though. It's like, yeah, but if you take away the 83-yard touchdown run...
No, he didn't mean it in like a good way. He meant to say that, like, oh, his day was so good yesterday. You can take away his long run, and he'd still have a great day on the ground.
Yeah, that's the funniest part about it. And the other funniest part about it is the Falcons had 150 yards on the ground themselves. That should be good enough. So here's my question. 404-726-0929. Many of you have already seen it because I put up a poll earlier in the day. I wanted to test the waters, and I am shocked by the results. Oren, the results I've gotten on this poll completely differ from the results I've gotten on the phone. The conversation boils over into Monday as expected. So I'll ask the pointed question. Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. It's a simple yes or no. And right now, no is leading with 72% of the vote. Again, I am shocked because everybody yesterday wanted to call in and just crap on Penix. And again, is it warranted after yesterday? Absolutely. But I think you are looking through this thing as a pin-sized hole if the only thing you could see out of yesterday's game was that Penix stinks. Guys, the offense is broken. Completely broken right now. If Penix can't get the ball to Drake London, the offense is rendered ineffective. The running game got back online yesterday. Tyler Allgeier, I said this yesterday too. Tyler Allgeier was your best running back yesterday. He got 11 carries. Bijan got 8 more than him. Why? Bijan Robinson isn't an egomaniac. He doesn't need the ball in his hands every play. Did you watch Allgeier yesterday? He was running over people. 2 touchdowns. Could have had 3 or 4, honestly, if they stuck with it. I thought Zach Robinson called a great game plan in the first half, and then it's like he got amnesia in the second half, and they just completely forgot what they were doing. Obviously, the elephant in the room, 3rd down. You've been hearing the stats all day long on 92.9 The Game. Over the last 4 games, they are like an astonishing like 8 of 40 from 3rd down. It's just something that's so beyond comprehensible over the last 4 games. But to me, this is a coaching issue. If your young quarterback, again, who's only made 11 starts in his career, folks, 11, not 111, not 211 like Matt Stafford, who's your MVP right now. By the way, he's thrown he's thrown 20 touchdowns and no picks in his last 4 games. Can you imagine what that would feel like watching an offense that does that? 20 touchdowns and no picks in his last 4 games. Unbelievable. And then juxtapose that to what we watch here on a weekly basis with our offense trying to function. It's like 2 different sports, honestly, is what it is. But these are not new trends for Michael Penix Jr., and that's my whole point. His footwork has been bad. His mechanics have been off. His arm angle has been dropping. Why are these things not getting corrected? Now, maybe Zach Robinson is sitting in a room with him for 5 hours a day honing these things and trying his damnedest to get it fixed. I'll never know. You'll never know. But guys, you got to be able to help him out. He's struggling right now. That's why you're paid to be the coaches and coordinators. Is some of it on him? Absolutely. Absolutely. But at the same time, it's not all on him. But that's why I'm asking it to you. Well, asking you yesterday on the Falcons flyover, we talked about everything. Today, with the conversation being what it is on this station and all over Atlanta media, we're talking about the quarterback. We're asking a pointed question tonight. Yes or no, and I want your explanation why. Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons? I see Ron, Wendy, we got the Grinch, Chuck, Eric, Dante, all on hold, full phone lines. Y'all are first up when we get back. If you can't get through, hit me up on Twitter. Go vote on the poll at C Thomas Radio. The question tonight, is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons?